As the students in this workshop get a lecture on how to communicate with difficult patients, Mark Cookson is aging by the minute in an adjacent room. A makeup artist is spraying on about 30 years to his 50-something face. As he gets fake bags under his eyes, creases on his forehead, and flesh-colored spray on his face, the amateur actor explains why he's willing to play the role of a crotchety old man with advanced Parkinson's disease, even though his own mother had died of Alzheimer's only a few days earlier. He wants to teach others to care for loved ones as he did.
So it's very close to my heart, and it's something that I hope to continue doing for quite a while if they continue the program, so it's a privilege.
In character, wearing a bathrobe and a frown, slumped in a chair in a simulated hospital room, Cookson is not quite so friendly. He spits out only a few words and stiffens as his caretaker, Tony Belazzo, tries to steer him into bed.
Maybe we should go this way. You're doing very well.
So are you.
I'm your brother.
I know.
After the scenario, Cookson meets Palazzo and two other students to discuss what went well and not so well in the fake hospital room. For example, he says, they need to be more observant when loved ones have trouble speaking.
I was giving verbal cues because you gave me medicine and I had no water to swallow it. So it was like I almost spit it back out into the cup. I left it in my mouth. I didn't swallow it. So that was a really important thing. And when you do it, make sure that it's easy. You give one and then the next if my hand is shaking.
Reading body language was a big topic in this three-hour seminar. It also included information about how the brain changes at the onset of dementia or Alzheimer's and how to respond safely to challenging or dangerous behavior. Co-leader and nurse practitioner Justin Montgomery wants caregivers to see themselves, not just the fake patients, in action. So they watch videotapes of the simulations.
They get a chance to watch and see what is their body language telling them, how are they interacting with the person around them based on posture and stance and the ways that we communicate without actually saying any words.
He says people with dementia or Alzheimer's sometimes get agitated if they see, for example, crossed arms or a tense expression. The seminar leaders also reminded caregivers to take care of themselves, to avoid burnout, and sometimes, when emotions escalate, to step out of the picture, have a cup of coffee, and return to their patient a few minutes later, ready for Act Two. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.